Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto him, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those of you? Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee.
Thank you.
Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Locked. not only in schools, but it's saying even in this church.
Yes.
Enough is enough. What happened? What went wrong? And I'm not going to go into detail because of the age children that are here. But my sisters and brothers, my heart is shattered.
Yes.
As a father of two, who grew up and went through the Guilford County school system, as a pastor who shepherded young people and who will begin to present to them ministries that will begin to help them mold and shape themselves, not only to be young women and men, but to be Christian young women and men. My young people, I want to say to you, I am sorry. You're living in a world that even the schools, doors, and some teachers are different.
Amen.
From the time when I was your age, going through the Greensboro City School System until they merged with the present day system of the Guilford County system. I'm sorry that I, as a pastor, has to stand here and talk about safety, talk about teachers and support, because times are different.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But you know what? God is not different.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And what he does, sometimes he has to bring in some sadness to get the world's attention.
Yes,
because we notice when tragedy strikes, Democrats, Republicans, Independents come together as one. But enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand to see a child mistreated.
Amen.
Yes.
Or a young adult mistreated, or even an adult. That's sad. And you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. You don't have concern for children. Because when I was coming up, we had mentors in the church. We didn't have to get a committee together to come up with adults to support young people. Not the St. James Presbyterian Church and other churches. Not the St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, not the Trinity AM Zion Church, where they used to have meetings at the old church on Washington Street to get us together.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are too busy with that. We don't have time. So this morning, I, along with other pastors in the Western North Carolina Conference, along with our presiding prelate, Bishop Carter, was asking that we have a moment of silence for the state of Texas, for the state of New York.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to add for the city of High Point, North Carolina.
Amen.
Please join me. Jesus said, suffer no children, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Please pray me this morning on the sermon message. Nobody raises his or her own reputation by lowering others.
That's right.
Nobody raises his or her own reputation by lowering others. Let us pray. Spirit of living God, I come to you asking that you allow me now to come and to this pulpit and stand at this sacred desk that thou hast made and anointed. That you allow me to come and to share the good news from on high by taking a look at our own hearts.
Yes,
before we downgrade others who you have made. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart this morning give thanks to you this day and forevermore. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Nobody, anybody, raises his or her own reputation by lowering others. Memorial United Baptist Church, sisters and brothers on Zoom, phone, and all of the above. We as children of the King sometimes find ourselves judging and passing judgment on each other. We look at a person and say, I am glad I don't live like that person. I am glad I don't treat people like that person. And if we are not careful, we can find ourselves throwing the devil's stones at the body of Christ. This morning, I have been sent to stop by to remind you and as a witness to you that Jesus did not come to judge, but he came to save in order that all may live an abundant life. The blessings that we have. One is you got up this morning.
Amen.
You have a sound mind.
Amen.
He nourished your body. Whether you had an egg McMuffin or a biscuit bill or pancakes, waffles, frosted flakes or whatever, he nourished your body.
Amen.
He put gas in the car in spite of a gas economic crunch. Allowed you to sit down, put your car in drive, and meet him at the house of the Lord. What a blessing. He allowed us to reflect on mothers and fathers and nanas and grandmothers who hearts have been broken. But in spite of all, he's telling us that no, I'm with you. Even until the end of the age and all power is in my hand. If you realize it today or tomorrow, we were born into sin because of the activity that happened in the Garden of Eden when they disobeyed what the Spirit had told them to do. When they went down another road, when they got on a new technical device, instead of listening to the one who was getting ready to make a device for them. So because there was disobedience, my young people, they were punished. But the beautiful thing about that, because we are living in sin today. You the Son, because the power of Jesus Christ
will
anoint you and pick you up and turn you around and lead you in the right direction. Nobody raises his or her own reputation by lowering others. The Pharisee brought to him a woman he had never seen before and said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery and caught in the very act. Now, Master, the law of Moses says that such should be stoned, but what do you say? Picture a large crowd of people, my sisters and brothers, in the temple. Jesus is teaching the people about love and what love should be about. When a group of men interrupted him, opened up the door in the classroom, and began to chastise him, questioning him, not really concerned about the law of a woman, but concerned whether they could trick Jesus to see what his response would be. Right there, we have a problem. Because, my sisters and brothers, you never ever interfere when Jesus is teaching, preaching, or giving love. You never interfere when Jesus has golden objectives for the church. So they interrupted him and said, you know the law. What must we do? My sisters and brothers, when you interrupt, mistreat, trick, or tempt the Son of God, or those who have been anointed by him, you are setting yourself up for destruction.
Amen.
Today, this morning, we are living in a world where the laws have gone out the window. We are living in a world where people say they love you, but action says something different.
All right.
We're living in a world this morning, I'm going to preach and tell the truth. We're playing games on individuals who you say is your boy or your girl. It tends to be the normal goal and objectives. I'm going to repeat. We are playing a game with Jesus because as good as God has been to all of us, not some of us, but to all of us, we shouldn't have to call you. We shouldn't have to beg you. We shouldn't have to send an email to remind you. You need to come to church. I'm telling the truth. Because enough is enough. We shouldn't have to beg people to help young people. We shouldn't say something to a young person and then when they come to church, oh, I forgot. And my brother, I have your gift. So at the church, you make sure you receive it. Enough is enough. Because once upon a time, we used to have church. Now it's a social gathering for some people. Once upon a time, when church was started, we didn't have no talking in the sanctuary where somebody had to turn around and say, who is that talking? It was a sacred time between the hours of 10:45 a.m. and 10:55 a.m. It was a time that you got yourself together to focus on what is getting ready to take place.
All right.
Not on a cookout this afternoon. Not going to wedding wild. And you walk around so That's the old church. But as soon as Jesus blessed us and allowed us to go to HBCUs and Peter got all of us like, I can't go to church because I got to clean my grill. I got to take the steaks out so they'll be ready at 3 o'clock. And I'm going to be real. You know the story. Right. These people who were in these churches didn't necessarily have PhDs and EDDs and all these D's, but they had common sense.
All right.
They knew about love. We didn't have to talk about it. They knew about love. You didn't have to tell people that you need to go out and talk to a young person. Because when they were seeing her, they would say, hey, young man, young lady, what are you doing? What do you want to be when you grow up? And maybe if we get back to that, maybe we won't have to stand up here and have a moment of silence for incidents in schools, Walmart, on the streets. Maybe we can go back. Instead of swagging when we come to church, pull up our pants, take off our sunshades, and look to the hills from whence coming our help.
Thank you.
Come on in the house. I'm so glad to see you. I don't even know. I might even start dancing. Because Jesus is moving in a mighty way. And when Jesus moves in a mighty way, you can't ignore it.
Amen.
Getting back to the text. When talking about the church, well, Jesus said, young lady, he brought her in front of the classroom, and he said, tell us what you have done. And she said, she told him. The law must have stoned her to death. Jesus got up and said, he or she that is without sin.
Yes, sir.
Cast the first.
All right.
Now, what does that mean? That means if you are living, not talking about it, but living by the law, and you're doing everything that the law says. You're loving. You're forgiving. You're not holding grudges. Then you're all right. But I haven't met such a person yet. Even I fall short.
Amen.
Sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But let me say this. Be careful.
Yes, sir.
How you treat somebody.
Yes.
Because I'm a witness.
All right.
The same person who you talk about and the same person's child who you downgrade and say, I'm going to take that off my child. Be careful now.
All right.
And you never know. Who's going to be at the foot of the bed?
Oh, yeah. Say it.
Before Johnson and Son and Phillips and Harvey and all these people coming rolling out?
Yes, sir.
So be careful now. How you treat people. Because you cannot be a follower of Jesus Christ and mistreat somebody.
Amen.
That's in the Word of God.
Amen.
So as a child, and these two ladies that are here, were friends with my mother for years. She taught me to love everybody.
Yes.
To respect people.
Yes.
Don't think that you're any better than anybody else. Because in the sight of God, everybody is somebody. And that's how I treat people in this church. Everybody is, but you can be a millionaire. But everybody is somebody. Everybody brings a gift to the table. I was in a meeting with the Christian Ed. Boy, those young ladies that are here, they were rattling off stuff. I said, look at it. Rattling off, looking at the calendar. Trying to do things. And we're going to do more than a vacation Bible school. I'll get more into that. I'm going to talk about this not finalized. But we're going to start doing some things. And I'm having a meeting with the youth today and parents. I want to introduce myself to you. And I'm going to show you how to get down on your level. When I leave the pulpit, I won't be called man. Because you're going to have to be able to relate to me. You respect me as a pastor. But in order to learn, I have to get down and talk your language. And teach you Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So where are all these people who talk about the church? Cast the first stone. Where are all these people who say young people are no good? Cast the first stone. Where are all these young people? Ain't nobody come back over in the church. Where are they? Cast the first stone. But I'm telling you, if anybody is living a perfect life today, and I'm not talking about according to Webster, but I'm talking about to the scripture. You need to call me. I can sit down and take a vacation. And you can be the preacher. You can work with Brother Jones and Church Mouse. You can work with David and Trustee. You can tell us how to put a new roof on this fence. In 2 or 3 days. You can tell us how to eat your
prayer. Amen.
Because everybody has room for growth. Amen. I don't care how long you've been a member of this church. Everybody grows. Yes. We grow in grace. Yes, So, as I begin to close, what should we learn this morning? Never tempt Jesus. Never interrupt his teaching. Never judge a child of God. Because God made them. And he's never made any junk. Think about it. Before you pick up a stone and begin to throw it, be careful now. Because you might be throwing it in a glass house with your name on the door. How can you associate with these kind of people? Pastor, cast the first stone. Some people act like the living devil. How do you know how the devil acts? What do you mean? They act like the living devil. But I advise you to clean up the sin in our lives. Have we learned from it so we won't make the same mistakes over and over again? There's a mirror that we look in every morning, but have you looked in the unseen mirror to see how you look in the presence of Jesus Christ?
All right.
We spend hours getting ready, 30 or 40 minutes, some people an hour in the shower. And then when the bill comes from downtown, why is the water bill so hot? We get the best so we can smell good. So we can look good. But under the garment,
all right,
how does the heart look in the sight of God? Are we doing what we said we can do? When Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, what did that mean to you? We need to help instead of trying to destroy.
Yes.
God's house, his people, and his community.
Yes.
So Memorial United Methodist Church, City of High Point, those of you who are on Zoom and or telephone, he that is without sin,
all right,
let him or her cast.
Yes,
God can forgive us of our sins, if he can speak to us when we have made him mad, then I would advise you to do the same.
Amen.
Because the person that you're not speaking to today, hello somebody.
Right.
Your car might break down on business 85 morning in Greensboro. And that person might stop by and say, can I help you? My young people, the boy or the girl that you play that game on, be careful. Because one day you want to have a boy or a girl, and if they play that game on you, what you going to do? Be careful. So everybody is simple. L-O-V-E. Love. Amen. It should be given in action.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
At this time, the church is open. Those who are not a member of a faith community, we invite you to come and consider joining the Memorial United Methodist Church families. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
At this time, the church is open for pastoral concerns and prayer by calling on the name. Brother Dr. Walter Childs is a patient in a facility in Kernersville. Talking to him on yesterday, Sister Josephine's mother is feeling a lot better. She said, thanks for your prayers. Continue to pray for her. Ask that you be in prayer for a friend of mine, Brother John D. White, who's in intensive care at Moses Cone. Sean Edward Davis is a pastor for her husband, along with her son. Mrs. Gertrude Upland, who is the member of Senate Grove in the passing of her husband, Lamont Upland. In the Assembly Grove Amy Church family. You can call your names at this time.
Larry Ennis Pencil Jr., Mary Williams, and Bill DeLock. Daniel Vander. And you're a Larry Gilbert. Lisa Gibson.
The Gibson family.
Mothers Against Gun Violence.
Are there others? Let us pray. Good morning, Lord and Jesus. We give you thanks for this, the last Sunday in the month of May. What a week. What a sad week that we witness in the passing of little ones. The loss has darkened halls and cities and houses and communities within these United States. But in spite of, we know that you are still there to comfort, to heal hearts that are shattered, to be with children who are starting a summer vacation, not like last year, with many questions on their mind, with one question, why? Lord, we come this morning to this house to say thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
For locking the doors of this house.
Yes.
And allowing your children and children to come in order to receive another blessing on this day.
Amen.
People, the names that have been called, and even the names that we do not know, but who are in need of a Savior.
Yes, sir.
And so, Lord, we ask that you just continue to be with this church and let more people come, children, and all, and more adults, reactivate this church with the Holy Ghost Spirit this day and forevermore. Let all say amen.
Amen.